Welcome to Heat Rocks on Sports.
This next response is kind of off the wall, too. It's from Mr. Endo the Don. He said he's nationwide. He said he would start a team with Birdman.
Who in the hell is Birdman?
Who the hell
is
Birdman?
Cash Money. I guess he said owner.
Cash Money.
What the hell?
Cash Money.
That's the response.
Okay, next. What's the next one?
Oh.
I don't even want to answer that.
A rap team?
Next.
No, he's not saying the player. He's saying part of the ownership.
That guy or something.
Because that guy
money-wise, I think he's talking about, right?
Ownership.
Yeah. Hey, come on, I don't want to talk about that one. Come on, let's next.
Not even a response?
No, not even a response.
Come on, Chuchi.
Statman, you like to talk about everything. You want to talk about that?
You got to say something, though, dude.
Statman, you want to say
he's not a good Birdman's not a good businessman?
We got to give our feedback on the
he's not a good businessman.
On the choices.
That guy May is a millionaire right now, right?
Thank you. You can't see next.
Okay, so you're saying these other owners are good business, more better businessmen than this
was
guy?
Was that really the question?
That was. I said instead of franchise with a person. I didn't never say.
You say player?
I never said player.
You sure?
I'm positive.
Okay. I'd rather go Jay-Z than Birdman, I think.
Well, he already started a franchise.
Layman, you love Jay-Z.
Who's Layman?
I don't know. Whatever his name over there.
You can't
love Jay-Z.
Not Cliff Notes.
But you love Jay-Z.
Whoa.
I don't know about
Jay-Z
that.
Jay-Z has proven that.
The hustle.
Well, what team does he got right now?
Brooklyn Nets.
The Nets.
He's got the richest bitch out there besides Oprah.
So you don't think of...
As far as minorities go.
You can't knock the hustle, the man said. Can't knock the hustle.
But to me, the question really was about a player.
Okay, that's how you saw the question.
You know. We have
other know. People got different perspectives.
Who would you start a franchise with?
He
doesn't even know who anybody's name is.
Two Killer for real. Don't talk. You know, there's no reason for it.
Let everybody know that he referred to me as Drew Killer. So when he talked to him, it's Jimmy King. he does not know what he's talking about.
But that's your damn name. What the fuck you want me to call you? Heebity Heebity?
Last but not least, I have Puna from Southeast San Diego.
Oh, hell no.
And Ramon from, I don't know where San Diego Ramon's from, but Ramon.
Ramona.
They said CK7.
Who in the hell is that?
Colin Kaepernick.
Stupid.
Oh, shit. Aren't they Frisco fans?
Of course.
God damn.
Mr. Statman kind of concurs. Would you concur on that one, Statman?
Like, it's like He-Rock. He would start his franchise with Pop.
No, I would not.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
I would not start
a franchise with Pop. Just because he's a rock fan, you know? Come on.
Stop it.
Anyways.
You don't concur on that? You said earlier Kaepernick was
Kaepernick, yeah, man.
Stop it.
He got a fucking laser arm.
I still
laser
think,
arm.
Accurate as fuck.
He didn't throw an interception in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. I think we still got
to
see.
And right over the receiver. Right to the defense.
No. You blame that shit on Mars.
Whoa. T.J. McGee, were you there watching or were you getting my pizza?
I was there. Technically, you got my pizza. Let's be honest. If you want to be honest,
were you there, Two Cheeks?
You came back with one slice of pizza for me.
Is that a metaphor? You got my pizza? No, I got your pizza.
You got my pizza.
With your pepperoni.
And I was watching the game.
Okay.
Can I speak?
Okay, we're on Mr.
Late man, homie.
Who? Mr. Himalaya, get the name right. Mr. Himalaya, who would you start a franchise with?
I want to talk about Kaepernick.
Okay, let's start.
He's a bad boy.
Okay, he's a bad boy.
He's a nice talent. I just think we need to see more. You know, he played what?
Nine games.
Half a season?
Nine games. I mean, I think we saw him in fucking Super Bowl. I mean, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. They look poised to go to the Super Bowl already, didn't they?
Who?
The 49ers. Before Kaepernick came in,
they were one game away.
Yeah,
Smith took them to the NFC.
They didn't score one fucking touchdown that game.
What?
No, I'm saying they look.
And that game against
Listen to what I'm saying, please. They were poised to go to the Super Bowl this year before Smith got hurt, right?
Yes. Right. Yes.
Wasn't he like 21 for 23 or?
Yeah, he was a highest rated quarterback in the league, I think, at the time.
So they looked pretty good.
Yes.
Before. Kaepernick plays on a pretty dynamic team. No matter if I was quarterbacking, right?
Right.
Or you know?
I don't know about
or two cheeks.
Well, you know, two cheeks.
Basically, you're saying the team was already good enough. The
team's pretty good.
Yeah. Okay.
Coach's pretty good. Running game.
In that aspect, control. Mr. Himalaya, who would you start a franchise with?
Russell Wilson. Poise. I think he showed the most poise for his age out of Luck, RG3. Yeah.
I mean,
and Kaepernick.
I think so, because he had a real bad solid. Start. He had a bad start, and then he kind of...
He didn't have a bad start.
He was solid.
The defense was winning the games for him.
It just took...
The defense won against you guys. Bitch slapped your quarterback.
It took time for him and his receivers to get a relationship going.
Yeah.
His receivers are basically doo-doo.
We talking about movies?
Yeah, you know what I mean? No disrespect, you know, but they're basically, you know, who are they? You know what I mean?
Who are they?
They do have one main dude, right?
Who are they?
Rice?
The guy,
he's good.
That's a movie.
You know?